That's my attitude. Oh! Shit on a shingle!
It's a very special Riff City. It's about Arby's.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. We got the meats.
Fuck yeah, we do, brother.
Meat.
Three pepper sauce. Meat.
Riff City, the most
sweet cheese.
Most pro Arby's podcast in the game.
That's right, baby.
You drive through Arby's. Drive you through an Arby's drive-through. Use the offer code Riff City, and they'll be
like, "Jamocha shake in your face."
Yeah, dude, they'll smash it right in your face, dude.
Yeah.
Bang. I feel like a wrestler. Imagine if a wrestler came out to this, people would be fucking amped, bro.
Oh, so amped, dude. That's when I do my pro wrestling thing that me and John Hayes are planning, I'm coming out for this.
Oh, you gonna do your own wrestling thing?
Me and John are gonna do a cinematic match. We've been talking about it.
I'd say you get a cape with the Arby's hat on the back and nothing else. Red cape with the Arby's hat.
Damn,
and
yeah.
And the song. And then just, be flapping it up.
Yeah, pull out a
bag full of beef and cheddars and just start dripping cheese on your chest and shit. Dude, people would go wild.
Yeah, dude. That would rule, actually. You know what the best move would be? My finisher move is called the beef and cheddar.
And you just smack a beef and cheddar in some dude's face?
Yeah, but it's got something hard in it. Like a piece of metal.
Like some chalk in it, too, so it makes a real big butt. Like, poof.
Oh, no, I get two garbage can lids, and those are the buns, and I smash them in the side of the head. That's the beef and cheddar.
I like how the beat drops down a little bit.
Yeah, they wanted to get sexy.
Well, I knew we were riffing today, and according to Google Maps, a 13-minute drive to the Arby's, and I went over there, and the drink machines out here because of COVID are hit or miss. Like, sometimes you go in, like, I went to like Five Guys, and they had the freestyle machine. That's the only reason I really went. I wanted a Mellow Yellow Zero. I know it's wild, but I had a hankering for a Mellow Yellow Zero. I got to the Five Guys about 2 weeks ago, and I got up there, and the guy's like, "Yeah, the machine ain't, we don't have it on because of COVID." I was like, "Bro." And then I just sat there for an
fully vaxxed, brother.
I sat there for an uncomfortable amount of time. And then I was like, because they had like a cooler of like 20-ounce drinks. And I was like, I guess I'll take a Coke Zero out of that. But, you know, it's not when I thought I was going to get juiced up on the Mellow Yellow Zero, bro.
Man, life is a nightmare, dude.
But I would have seemed like a psychopath if I'd have been like, nah, I'm out. Freestyle machine, I'm gonna freestyle it up out of this bitch.
Yeah, how about this? That shit is wax, see ya. And then you just leave. Slam the door.
So today I went to Arby's because I knew we were gonna be speaking to each other. And I wanted to get in the right headspace. And so I sat in Arby's by myself and ate just because I hadn't done it in so long. Not that it's like a excellent dining experience. I just want to feel like I did something out of the house. Is that crazy?
Man. Yeah.
It is crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, because you know what, man? And I'm glad you went to Arby's and I'm glad you felt like you did something outside the house. But man, Arby's. That's my biggest fear is eating inside an Arby's and then just like catching a heart attack and going out. And that's like it, dude. You died at an Arby's.
Well, I mean,
people would laugh at your funeral. They'd be like, "Oh, yeah."
I think he went down like an Arby's. He died doing what he loved, eating at Arby's.
Yeah, dude, eating at Arby's. He died doing what he loved.
He was
that's like when somebody dies. When somebody dies at like a Taco Bell or an Arby's or somewhere, that's like a pig's funeral. At that, you're just like. Psh. You can't even feel that bad, you know?
If somebody died, I knew at an Arby's, it's more memorable than other way people die. They're like, oh, he died in his sleep. Weak sauce.
Shit, that shit rocks, dude.
If you die in an Arby's, dude. Dying in your
sleep fucking rules.
Dude, if you die in an Arby's, that's going to fuck up somebody's shift, bro. They're going to be like, somebody died at work today.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I don't want to die in any way that's traumatizing to a minimum wage employee.
Yeah, but it breaks up the monotony, don't you think? Well, you're drinking that high-end water, huh? It's got that electrolytes in it.
That's right, man. I'm hydrating, brother. I'm wearing overalls now.
Oh man, you are.
I'm hydrating, dude.
You are just turning into a pro. You're like, what if I dress like a pro wrestler during my life?
Dude, I'm an overalls guy now, man.
Overalls guy. Oh, man, that's a big leap. Anyways.
Well, dude, listen. No, it isn't. Because, listen, overalls. Yeah, let's go for just 1 second. All overalls right. Solves the problem for men. Of summer pockets. That's all.
Summer pockets make you feel confused. Zap up, up, do,
bop. I need more pockets.
Cargo shorts.
No, fuck no.
Cargo shorts.
Never. Stop saying it louder.
Cargo pants.
No, dude. Worse. Actually, cargo pants aren't that bad. Oh, what?
Hey, guys, this is Terry.
Terry!
I heard you're doing a very special Arby's podcast today. Just want to let everybody know.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I got the notes. I don't know if you get the pre-show notes. They sent them an email about 7 in the morning. And Arby's, the official sponsor
of
Rift City. Anyways, I got some coupons I'm going to throw out the side of the helicopter.
Hell yeah!
I'm going to toss them out. I'm flying over Rift City Park. It's on the river. And it sure is. I think they got a Smash Mouth cover band there called Mouth of Smash.
I love them!
12 to 14 people watching them. So I'm going to just toss out a big basket of... Arby's coupons, they're good for a small beef
Terry,
and cheddar.
Terry, don't throw out the basket this time. You gave up. Somebody's grandma a concussion the last time you did this.
Well, I'm not going
to leave the basket in the helicopter.
I know that it was a real pain in the ass to get the basket back from that old lady.
Yeah, well, you got sued.
Well, we are not allowed to talk about that. Signed an NDA.
The case is over. No, you did. You signed an NDA?
Yeah, I signed an NDA with that old bag. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know, cargo shorts, my favorite type of short. We've lost Rand, but we'll just wait here until he comes back in. I'm going to throw it back to Dave in the Rift City studio.
Is that all gone? Spotty internet, man?
Everything is fine. I've been here just telling people we lost you for a second. I was up here flying by. I was about to throw it back to Dave in the studio. Nobody even knew you left. It was just me. There was just it was almost the Terry cast.
It was, that's a nightmare. Didn't you get in a bunch of trouble for having just a Terry cast a time or two before?
Well, yeah, people thought people didn't want to hear the truth. That was the problem.
Right. That's they didn't what want you to kept hear saying. And did you?
Yeah.
Isn't that the time you had to sign the other NDA?
That's true. I did have to sign another NDA. Anyways, I just want to let you know, cargo shorts, pretty cool. They're my favorite type of shorts.
I guaranteed it. You wear the cargo pants that zip off into shorts all the time. I've seen you do that.
Well, yeah, you got to. You never know. You never know with the weather here. You wait. If you don't like the weather now, wait an hour, and it'll be different. You ever hear that?
That's right.
It's very specific.
Yeah, I've heard
it's very
that
specific
too.
To Rift City. They never say it in any other city.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw these coupons out.
All right. Good luck, Terry.
Man, Terry was on for a long time today.
Yeah, his helicopter got really quiet there towards the end. I don't think he's up there anymore. He's doing something.
You never know what sort of scam Terry's running. He tried to sell me Tupperware last week.
Well, now, what is Tupperware? I've heard of Tupperware. What is Tupperware?
Tupperware.
Oh, I thought you said Tupperware. I thought you knew something new I didn't know about.
No, Tupperware. He was having a Tupperware party with the other Terrys. You know, he hangs out with two other guys named Terry.
Oh, there's two other Terrys. Yeah, Those guys.
Terry and Tupperware.
I feel like they're bad influences on him.
Well, they got him in some sort of pyramid scheme with this Tupperware. You know,
yeah.
Anyways, I think I was trying to tell you about Arby's before we went down that cargo overall rabbit hole, as we do on the Rift City podcast. So I was there. I was
I can't
eating
believe
in the Arby's.
You're not feeling my overalls.
Yeah. I was in the Arby's eating by myself, and a dude comes in and starts going. He starts going ham. He starts going beef up in there. He started trying to do some wild shit. He was trying to order one of the market fresh sandwiches, which is like, okay, you know, if you want a market fresh sandwich, just go to a deli. Okay, this is Arby's, bro. Stay in the roast beef lane.
Yeah, you came for the roast beef.
Yeah, dude. And now you're coming to the market fresh. He goes, he's like, I think it was the turkey. I had to go up there and look at the menu after the fact because I was sitting in the corner. So I went. I think it was the turkey bacon, some bullshit like that. He's like, it was the brisket. It was some sort of brisket sandwich. He's like, can I get the brisket on the Italian bread? Whoa, bro. You're trying to do a bread substitute at Arby's, dog?
Damn. What's he think this is, Panera?
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, Panera, they ask what sort of bread you want. This guy trying to Panera a fucking Arby's.
Yeah, dude, he went rogue.
He went beef, dude. He went rogue beef. He was a rogue beef
he
sandwich.
He went rogue beef. Yeah, dude, a rogue beef sandwich. Golly, sometimes we're fucking great on this, you know dude, that?
I mean, yeah, that's why you got to listen, just for that nugget. People will be walking around. They'll be on the bus laughing. They'll be listening to this Rift City.
I think I'm going to draw a rogue beef sandwich shirt now.
Dude, you got it. So I was like, okay. And then the guy's like, he's talking to the kitchen, the Arby's kitchen. The cashier guy's turn around and he's like, there's like a couple of minutes of that. And then they might be just out of Italian bread because there was like a sign that said they're just out of some shit right now because of COVID and supply shit. So the guy's like, yeah, we can't. I think maybe they were able to do the bread thing. I'm not positive. Then it doesn't end there because whatever sandwich he ordered had bacon and barbecue on it. And the guy goes, I don't want the bacon or the barbecue. I was like, what the fuck?
Motherfucker.
And he goes, that sandwich comes with mayonnaise, right? Make sure that it's got mayonnaise on it. And I was like, dude, this is the most insane.
What did he think he was doing?
I don't know.
Where did he think he was?
I have no idea where he thought he was. He thought he was at a different He thought he was at a place that wasn't Arby's. He was in there trying to.
He was ordering his own sandwich, like a celebrity.
He thought he was at like an Italian deli or a Jewish deli, and you're like at the fucking deli counter, and there's a guy in a white fucking butcher's thing, and you're going down the line,
and yeah, you're just telling
you know, those delis, they make great sandwiches, you know, but they're not. This is Arby's, you know what I mean? They're just opening up a box and throwing it in the microwave. You're fucking right.
Yeah.
There's somebody's back there like, bro, we ain't doing this. This is Arby's, you know?
There's people back there that are like, sir, we don't have ovens. We don't have them.
It's not like they got a meat slicer back there where they're slicing the meat nice and thin and, you know? You want some stone ground mustard on this?
Yeah, we don't have a stove. If it doesn't come in the bag that it comes off the truck, we don't have it. Yeah, dude, what do you think? We have deep fryers and microwaves. That's it.
Nah, I mean, you know, I get it. You go to McDonald's, you don't want ketchup and mustard on your sandwich. I mean, that ain't crazy. People like it. You know, that's not. Even if he was like, no barbecue sauce, I'd have been like, okay, fair.
Sure.
But he was like, no barbecue sauce and bacon, and make sure you got the, like, he was just like, so, and after trying to do the bread change, I mean, it was just like so nuts, man. I couldn't.
Yeah, that is
and this is in a post-COVID world where I felt like, dude, now maybe he sat there for 14 months in his house and he's like, you know, when I go back out there, I'm having it my way. But if you want it your way, you better go to fucking Burger King.
Yeah, you go to BK, brother. Yeah, maybe he was sitting in his house for 14 months and he was like, you know what, dude, when I get back out there, I'm going to be a fucking problem. Most people, like, most people sat around for 14 months and were like, man, I'm going to just be nicer to some people. I'm going to, like, give people the benefit of the doubt more. But that motherfucker was in his house like, dude, as soon as the mask come down, I'm going to be an issue for everyone I've ever met.
Yeah. I'm not going to live another minute on that. I mean, I've gotten sandwiches that are completely wrong. And I'm just like, this is what I'm eating, I guess, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless it's something that I literally do not eat. Like, right. I don't like a lot of fucking mayonnaise, you know?
Yeah.
I'll get a burger sometimes and there'll be a little nays on there and I'm like, all right, whatever, down the hatch. But if it's dripped and sopped, I'm like, nah, I'm good, dude. I'll just throw it away and go somewhere else.
I mean,
Give it to a homeless dude.
I ordered a sandwich and I got horseradish on it, but I think it was my fault because I don't know what the fuck I said. I think I got some sort of sauce confused. And then I got it, and I was like, oh, man.
Oh, classic, sauce confusion.
Yeah, and then I just ate it. I was like, fuck it. I'll just eat it.
That happened to you at Arby's?
No, that happened at this place called Top Round, which is like the classy Arby's. I mean, I usually just go to Top Round, really, but, you know, this is a pro Arby's podcast, and there's only
What the fuck is Top Round, and why are you saying you usually go to Top Round? What kind of bombshells are you dropping on this thing, man?
Top Round is a high end Arby's, and
what's that mean? They got meat slicers.
They do have a meat slicer. The meat is like real meat. The sandwiches are like, you know, definitely more, but they have like a horsey sauce, and then they have the Top Round sauce, and. I mean, it's delicious.
And that's just their Arby's sauce?
Yeah. There's like one here. Well,
we ain't got Top Round out here, dude.
They got one in L.A. and then one in like Texas or something. And that's it. But.
Man.
I know. I shouldn't even brought it up.
I guess I'm going to have to come out there.
Yeah. Come out here. We'll kick it. I saw another Italian yesterday. You know, I try to.
Yeah,
I should get some Italian music to play, just so, like, you know, something from The Godfather or something.
Yeah, just Dean Martin, Mambo Italiano. That's always a good one.
I saw Greg Stone. You know Greg Stone?
Oh, Coraluzzo. Yeah, I know Greg Stone.
Yeah, he's out here. And he came by, did his podcast called Friday Night Greg.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
It was so crazy.
Hell yeah. Greg rules.
He does rule. It's so crazy because I guess I say profound stuff to people sometimes. I don't know. I just say a lot of shit.
You do, man. You're the fucking, you're the William Shakespeare of this podcast. We've already established that.
Apparently years ago, this is when I lived in New York, Greg was, he was kind of down on himself. And I go, hey, Greg, man, you don't be down. You got what other comedians don't have. You have the kill switch. You can just turn that switch on and kill. And then I told him that Anthony, you know, it's going to be better for him a little bit quicker than you. but you got the
kill switch.
I was like, you got the kill switch. You're going to be okay. And he said that really stuck with him all these years.
Yeah, because
he was like, you know, comedians would never, they don't really tell you shit like that, you know? I had no reason to tell him any of that sort of stuff. And I still stand by it. I mean, I think Greg, he's like one of the funniest people I know. He has that ability.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
fucking great.
You know, I mean, I think you got it too. I mean, but you know, it's a higher risk reward game when you're throwing that kill, because you know you could whiff and you're out there on an island. You know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, that's my favorite part of stand-up comedy, dude. Is the scary sitting out in the fucking water, not knowing if that hand's gonna get bit by a shark. I like that, dude. It's my favorite. It's the only reason why I still do this fucking dumb shit.
But I told Greg a thing. It's like, if you're not up there taking risk and you're like, I just got to make sure I got to. I'm like, dude, there's people in comedy that are like drug addicts, criminals, and they keep working and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah. I'm my bomb. You're like, dude, we work with psychopaths, you know? And you're like, oh, I'm my bomb.
Yeah, dude.
Get up there and take some risk on stage.
We work with people that are like, I mean, we work with people that are legitimately like, I mean, seconds away from jail, like real jail. Oh no! How many comedians do we know that might go to jail?
Oh, no,
you know
he's getting canceled. he's disappeared. I don't know where he's went. He's frozen in time. You're here?
I'm here. You're frozen. You're frozen. I'm not frozen. You're frozen.
I'm frozen. Well,
don't stop talking when you're frozen. Now it's okay.
I don't know what happened. The internet just knew we
were fucking amping up.
They knew we were starting to speak the truth. They were like, we got to shut this down.
Yeah.
We got to shut it down. Dude.
Well, Greg Stone rules. Listen to his podcast. Hey, Riff City Riffers, listen to his podcast. Friday Night Greg. He rules.
Friday Night Greg. Yeah, dude. It was a good podcast.
You've been on a bunch of good podcasts. I'm gonna come out there and sleep on your couch for 3 weeks.
3 weeks? We have a 3-day policy. That's 3 more weeks than our policy that we have in the house.
I love threatening to come stay with people for like a too long period of time. To where it's like, all right, motherfucker, you need to pay some rent, dude, you know?
Oh, I'm loving it.
What? What is happening?
What do you mean?
Oh, fuck this. I hate Zencaster. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know. Just everything sucks and it's lame. Yeah, I am going to go to New York for 3 weeks, but that's not till October. Maybe I'll see our boy.
Play the theme song at the end of the episode, like Psychos.
Oh, I can't hear it.
You can't hear any of the music now?
No.
Well, it's,
that's why it's I said going, Terry's helicopter was quiet. I couldn't hear it.
Man, I don't know what's happening today. I feel like, anyways, it's time for a segment we call Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth. Oh, dude. I didn't even send you my Kidz Bop version of Buck Cherry Crazy Bitch. I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah, you got to send that to me.
Should I do the first word of mouth, or you want to start it?
You can start it, big dog.
I'll start it, big dog. Let me tell you, big dogs and big dogettes out there listening. My word of mouth this week is summer overalls. Listen to me. I tried to bring it up, and Dave put the fucking kibosh on it. He's blinking his big eyelashes at me right now. He's not happy I brought it back up. For some reason, he has an overt disdain for overalls, but it's only because he's from Kentucky and somebody he knows wore overalls and yelled at him once. But I never knew about overalls. I had a big problem with pockets in the summertime. I'm not wearing cargos. I'm not filling my jeans pockets up. And you can't wear a jacket in the summertime. What do you got? Overalls, bro. Staring 1,000 yards away. God damn it. I love an overall, and I'll tell you what, for $65 you can get them at Carhartt, and they're thin summer overalls. Dave is so angry, but I do, you know, he's got nothing to say. He's got a very pensive smile on his face, and
I feel like a lot of your fashion choices I'm 100% on board with. I feel like you might be a fashion icon in the comedy game. The Carhartt seems like you're starting a jug band and you're going to be playing like in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky on Friday, Saturday at the old barn.
Yeah, but I'm wearing gray ones, not the brown Carhartt ones. I'm wearing gray ones, not jeans. I got gray overalls. That's why I picked these. Because the brown ones, I tried them on, and I did look like I was playing the spoons in a fucking jug band. I'm being honest. And then I tried on the jeans ones, and I was
like, "What am I,
hillbilly?"
The gray ones look like hillbilly. You work security for a weed dispensary.
Now we're talking. Now I'm in. Initially you got me feeling a little fucking self conscious, but you know what? In fashion, you got to take some risks. Because you want to see the footwear with these fucking overalls I was wearing today? Look at that, buddy. Look at that, pal. Crocs and overalls, dude. I'm not fucking around out here, dude.
I like them.
It's the summer, baby.
You play any more pickleball?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm into pickleball.
Yeah?
Been riding my bike and pickleballing, dude. I'm into it. I see you on Instagram fucking swatting them around.
Yeah, I started out, I bought like the four cheapest rackets. Now some of the other guys have shown up with some of the $50 rackets. And
okay.
You know, we've been playing every week. We're getting, you know, we got a crew of like six people out there. We're swapping teams, you know, we're playing for an hour or two. It's a good time, dude.
Yeah, dude. Pickleball rocks.
Yeah, yeah. The pickle. My word of mouth.
Man, let's get some $80 rackets. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. My word of mouth today is a podcast called Rivals. It's about rock and roll rivalries and, you know, like bands that break up or music rivalries. It's the hour long episodes. It's done by like two music journalists. So it's like well researched and shit like that. And it's, if you like the behind the scenes sort of stuff and the beefs and stuff, I highly recommend it.
I love it.
The Kinks episode, the band The Kinks, you know. They're like the original Oasis because they're two brothers in the band, Ray and Dave Davies.
Cherry Cola.
Yeah. And like, there's like one crazy story in there. This is when they were like, Dave Davies, he turned 50, and Ray.
Wait, his name's Dave Davies.
Dave Davies, and his brother Ray.
That fucking rocks, dude.
his brother Ray, which was like 52, he's like 2 years older. He's the older brother. He paid for his 50th birthday party. And then Ray got drunk and got up on the table and then started talking shit about his brother at his 50th birthday party. Started talking shit. And then
that rules. Stomped, that fucking rules.
Stomped on his birthday cake for his brother.
Yes, dude. I'm fucking psyched on that. That's 50, fucking awesome, man.
50-year-old man.
Dude, I love that kind of shit, man. Just 50 years old, hammered as shit, and just goes up and's like, let me tell you a little something about this motherfucker.
Yeah, it gives a speech.
Yeah, a speech. He clinked like the shit. Glass. He was like, he hit him with this. Yeah.
That's he's like you right, see in a movie.
Yeah, he's like, all right, everybody settle down. Let me just jump up here and talk to everybody for a second. My brother is a fucking piece of shit. Stop this cake. Fuck off. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I love that. Fucking rules.
So the Rivals podcast.
Holy shit, I'm crying.
And every different types of genre of music, hip-hop, alternative, rock and roll, country. So it's a wide swath of different type of music. So I'd give it a listen. That's it for today's – oh, shit. Let's plug some stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And also, when you turn 50, I'm going to come to your birthday and stomp on your cake. I am, dude. I have to. I have to now.
You got to give a speech first.
If you see me at your 50th birthday party and I'm wearing bad shoes, you're like, oh, he's going to do it.
So we got the new Riff City t-shirt. It's pretty sharp looking. It's like a navy sharp blue. It's got a cool logo. I bought a logo off the internet. There's the logos you can buy. So I got that logo and then it looks tight. It's the Riff City. We've sold a couple already. You know, even if you don't even like the podcast, you could buy the shirt for somebody because Riff City is just a cool saying and people think it's like, sure, you know, is. You know, they might, you can tell them it's hip hop related or you can tell them it's some other bullshit, whatever. You don't even have to tell them about the podcast. Just buy a shirt.
No, you buy the shirt and you tell them it's from a podcast you like. I mean, come on. Buy your friend's shirt. I mean, what are we talking about here? $19.99. Right. Buy everybody in your family one.
$19.99. It keeps the lights on here at Riff City. It pays for Terry's helicopter. There's a lot of upkeep with that. It's pretty expensive for a podcast to have a helicopter.
He uses a ton of gas. He literally never lands.
And then I'll be at Planet of the Tapes, July 9th and 10th. Tapes. And Planet of the Tapes, not Apes, Tapes, in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So if you listen to this podcast, you know anybody in Louisville, please tweet out about it or message about it. Even if you don't live in Louisville, just find one of my tweets about it, retweet it. You know, this is a real call to action because I'm recording an album and I need asses in the seat.
Yeah, baby. That place does well, though. You shouldn't have a hard time getting an audience in there.
Well, I want some people that...
This one comes out this week?
Yeah. Oh, no, next week. Next Tuesday.
Okay.
When people listen to it, it'll be that Tuesday, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sick. So I won't plug my shows. I do have shows. Go ahead. So finish. You're doing your album at Planet of the Tapes in Louisville.
Yeah, I'm done with my
Say part. The dates one more time.
July 9th and 10th.
You're done? Okay. July 9th and 10th. July 10th, I will be in Columbus, Ohio at High Street Comedy Festival. I'll be closing out the festival. There's a couple chances to see me on the festival, but I'm closing out the fest, and I'm bringing up from Swisha House, Mike Jones. And Mike Jones will be doing a few of his songs. And if he says I'm allowed to be in Swisha House, I will be getting a Swisha House tattoo. July 3rd, I'm at in Northside here in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing Grotto Fest. That's at the Comet all day from like fucking 1 o'clock to midnight or some shit. And there's a couple chances to see me there. Yeah.
Sounds good, dude.
Festival season. I'll be at Planet of the Apes in December.
Nice.
Yeah. I can't hear the music, I just assume.